Your skin refuses to be defined by age. That's why Agency creates personalized anti-aging formulas that smooth, fine lines, lighten dark spots, and improve the appearance of dark circles. Each formula is tailored to you and prescribed by a licensed dermatology provider. Formulas are customized with clinically proven ingredients like tretinoin, which is up to 20 times stronger than retinol. Get your first month free at withagency.com. That's withagency.com. $4.95 shipping and handling subject to consultation. Subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome to another episode of The Close-Up, a part of the Orlando Magic HQ Network. I'm your host, Stephen Cameron, and I'm really psyched for this episode. Today, we had Jason Beatty of Orlando Sentinel, the beat writer for the Orlando Magic. He is awesome. We had a great conversation. It was short. We only chatted for about 25 minutes, but we got a lot in those 25 minutes. Reason why we had to cut it a little short was we're recording a little bit later on my side of the country, which is West Coast. He's on the East Coast. It's even later for him. He had a travel day. So we only had about 25 minutes to really get into the conversation, but that's okay. We got a lot of good information and a lot of good, good thoughts and topics on the Magic. So I'm psyched for you all to hear that chat that we'll get to shortly. Before we get into the show, though, this podcast is brought to you by Bet Online. The last of the major pro sport leagues is off and rolling, and college basketball is ready to go as well. Bet Online remains your top spot for all your live betting actions and contests. So, the Magic, they are about to play their first in-season tournament game tomorrow versus the Nets. You could go to Bet Online and put some money on that if you think the Magic are going to win. And you could get some money back, because if you win the bet, then you could make some cash there. NFL, college football, UFC, and NHL are all in full swing. BetOnline is your number one source for wagering news, odds, trends, and predictions. Those Saturday night fights, when you want to bet on who's going to get knocked out, go to BetOnline. All the hoops betting action, along with every sport available at your fingertips with both desktop and mobile access anytime. Head to BetOnline today and remember to use promo code BLEAV. That's BLEAV. BLEAV for your first 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, ad reads are done. All right, now that ad read is done, let's talk about some Magic basketball. The Magic are 5-4 through the first 9 games of the season so far. They just had a really good game versus the Milwaukee Bucks. They held the Bucks under 100 points to 97. The Magic were they were early in the third. They were 21 points ahead of the Bucks, and you knew the Bucks were going to go on a run, and to kind of get things close. And I think at one point it got to around 11, 12 points. And that's the test I wanted to see for this Magic team. They've been in 5 crunch time games where they've had double digit leads and they've lost them. They've won a few of those games, but they've also lost a lot of those games. And that's the trend right now that we want to see the Magic continue to break, is dropping these big double-digit leads and losing games because of that. We want to see them perform better in crunch time. This game didn't even get to crunch time, so they did a great job up until that point. Now the Bucks, they were missing Damian Lillard. They're still figuring things out because there's been some major shifts within that team early to the start of the season. So they're trying to figure some things out. They're still going to be a really hard team in the standings for the Magic to go up against this year. So I was psyched on that win. You all should be too. It was a really good win. Anthony Black's been crushing it as a starter so far. He's a rookie. He's got some things that have been, up and down with, but with Markelle Fultz continuing to deal with this knee tendonitis, it's great to have Anthony Black to just jump right in there. Gary Harris and Markelle Fultz have already been ruled out for the Nets game on the 14th on Tuesday. That was announced on Monday. They're on the road trip. So if they're on the road trip, that means the team believes they could come back and play sometime on the road trip. Oftentimes with this Magic team, if a player is injured and there's no chance of them playing, they won't go on the road trip. We saw that all the time with Jonathan Isaac and other players the last couple of years. So it's good to see them on this road trip. I do have some concerns. I am wondering about Markelle Fultz's knee. I'm hoping that it is something that can get managed. I would love to see what he's got this season. Gary Harris, we need shooting. Gary Harris is one of our best shooters. I want all of our shooters healthy and on this floor at this, and playing. So let's get Gary Harris back in the rotation. Shout out to Goga and Anthony Black, though, who've been doing awesome filling in for them. The Magic have their first in-season tournament game this week against the Nets. And then again, they have one on Friday versus the Bulls. The Bulls court have had a lot of fun criticism recently because their courts are kind of funny. We are tomorrow or Tuesday is the third night of in-season tournament group play, which is really cool. I'm super psyched about the in-season tournament, and I hope you all are too. It's going to be a fun experiment this year with it and just kind of see how it goes. Jason and I talk a little bit about that in our conversation. So, all right, let's get to it. Jason and I had a great conversation. I don't want to hold you guys back any longer. Thank you for tuning in. Stay up to date with all things that are happening at Orlando Magic HQ. We got Brett doing a lot of really awesome live press coverage at home games. I think he's been to almost all of the home games doing live coverage. We got Al and Anthony holding it down on the main HQ podcast that you can hear every week. You got me coming in about every other week with some bonus episodes here and there with the close up. And it's fun, man. We got a forum on the website. You can go interact on the forums, which has really been fun. And we're doing game recaps. There's tons of articles going up on a regular basis on Orlando Magic HQ. So just check us out. All right. Thanks for tuning in. Here's our conversation with Jason. All right, Magic fans, like I said, we got Jason Beatty with the Orlando Magic beat writer for the Orlando Sentinel. Jason, man, how's it going tonight? How you doing?
It's going great. I'm here in Brooklyn. I'm excited for the Magic's first in-season tournament game against the Nets on Tuesday night. And I'm excited to be on this first, my first road trip of the season. But this important trip, going to Chicago pretty soon and Indiana as well. So I think this is a big week for the early part of the season, as big as it can be. And it's great to be in Brooklyn and excited for the first game against the Nets.
That's right, yeah, because you weren't able to go on the West Coast trip, and I doubt you went on the. It's not surprising you didn't go to Mexico either. But yeah, the first big road trip for you with the Magic. How are you feeling? I mean, this is you started over the summer, so this is really your first trip. How's that going for you? Figuring out the logistics. You got the good crew like showing you the ropes.
Yeah, absolutely. It's I've traveled before previously. At the
Sure.
Sentinel, I was a UCF beat writer,
Right.
so I kind of have that that road trip life. You're in one city for many more than 24, 48, 72 hours.
Yeah.
It's especially grueling in the NBA. And then I got an early flight Wednesday morning to Chicago. That's gonna be tough for me, but it's just continual adjustment. And I'm a pretty good traveler, so at least I like to think I am. Just it's just it's so much learning. Learning not just about the team, but really from a media logistics standpoint. Going to new NBA arenas, I'm really familiar at this point with Amway Center. I've only been to Barclays Center once before as a fan, so
Sure.
I've never been to Chicago, which is exciting for me. So I'm really looking forward to that. And being on this trip, just it's just really great.
That's awesome. Now, you just mentioned it. The Magic play their first in-season tournament game tomorrow. I've been pretty excited about the in-season tournament. How are you feeling about it? And how do you think the team is getting ready for this game tomorrow? Have they kind of discussed things differently with it being a different game, or is it kind of all status quo, just another night in the books for them? Like, what are your kind of thoughts there?
Yeah, I think it's kind of mixed. We asked Paolo about this. I think Daniel and I, they beat the Bucks. I don't remember who asked the question. It wasn't me, but someone asked him, is there a little bit more to it? And he's like, well, there is $500,000 or more, right? I mean, if this team, that whoever wins the in-season tournament, every player on the team gets $500,000.
Right.
And there's other incentives for semifinals, quarterfinals, getting to the knockout rounds. And for mega superstars and all these massive contracts, $500,000 isn't a lot of money, but for guys who are still in their rookie deals or smaller extensions, $500,000 or even $200,000 for losing in the finals, or even $100,000 for reaching the semifinals, or even $50,000 for reaching the quarterfinals, that's a nice fucking thing, in December. So I think there's a mix of, every game is important, right? And I think with the NBA, with so many games, you kind of feel like, okay, it's just one loss or it's one win. You can't get too excited or get too low. But for the Magic, you look at what they were able to do last season and the push late in the second half. If they had started out a little bit better, obviously they were plagued by injuries. But you look at them 5-4 now. They were 5-20, and they took them
Yeah.
25. Every game for this team, for what they want to do. Whether that's reach the playoffs essentially, but whether that's through the play-in or top six seed, every win counts. And I think when you add that extra juice, that extra intensity, Jamal Mosley said after practice on Monday that they've heard from other teams that there does seem to be a little bit of extra gear involved, I guess. So I think players, they're not going to put too much into it, but I think also at the same time. There is a little incentive to it. Maybe another quarter on top that they're going after.
That makes sense. And it is, this is the group play stage still. So it's like maybe as they get a little bit further into the tournament, that intensity continues to ramp up for them. But it does sound like, they're on notice for it and they're ready to, go into tomorrow, like to take the next step.
Yeah, and then I think personally, it's I've seen different opinions on it from fans on social media. I don't remember exactly who said it this way, but I think it was Keith Smith who does a great job covering Pop and whatnot. I think he
Yeah.
tweeted, if you don't like the regular season and you find it boring, well, congratulations, you have this in-season tournament. And if you're not a fan of the in-season tournament, well, guess what? It's still a regular season thing.
Yeah.
Yes, they're playing a different looking court, which are those courts are interesting. But at the end of the day, they're still outside the championship, right? They're all part of the regular season. They still count towards those 82 games. And for the
Yeah.
players, if they get to make some extra money, I think it's a great thing for the league. Is it
It
going to be here in 5 years? I'm not sure. But I think right now it creates buzz. And if you have buzz in November like this, maybe not for the diehard fan, but for the casual fan who's tuning in, I think it's a good thing for the league.
it's cool too because like Adam Silver has been open about like this is the first iteration of it. Like we'll see what tweaks and changes we make to it next season and continuing to carry it on just like they made some tweaks with the first year they did the play-in for the playoffs to where it's at now. There was some minor tweaks between year one and year two to kind of make it a little bit more uniform and appealing towards the rest of the league and the fans. So we'll see what happens. I'm personally pretty excited about it. The first Magic game I get to watch in person is the Raptors, the Magic versus the Raptors at home next week on the 21st. So I'm pretty psyched on that. I think for the most part, the courts look kind of fun. It's fun just seeing something totally different. You know,
it doesn't look like an NBA court. Some of these really bright ones. I mean, playing in Chicago is going to be interesting.
Oh, yeah, that court's gotten a ton of negativity around it recently, so we'll see how that one goes. And that one is kind of weird out of all of them. That one, there's the color scheme was a little funky there, but thankfully ours is pretty cool with the gray and black and stuff like that, or the gray and blue. Yeah. So, man, BD, we sort of mentioned this, just a moment ago. The Magic are 5-4 right now. They're 500 or just above 500. They haven't had this, I think they've only had a 500 record through the first 10 games, like two or three times since Dwight left. That was something that I think Philip Rossman Reich of Orlando Magic Daily tweeted out today. And that's pretty cool. It's pretty special. It seems like this team is really locked in. Who do you think, you've been around this team a good amount already. Who is stepping up and being a vocal leader that maybe you weren't expecting to be? We kind of expected Paolo and Franz and Wendell and Fultz to kind of be a voice, but is there anyone that like you weren't necessarily expecting to make an impact in some way on this team locking in that is making that impact right now?
Yeah. I mean, outside of him being a veteran guy, I think it's got to be Phil Ingles, right? I mean, we knew he would bring back experience to this team that they were lacking for the most part outside of Gary Harris, right? We knew he was a good shooter, but I feel like some Magic fans weren't aware of, and maybe even a little bit myself, I'm a little surprised how much he can do as a playmaker and handling the ball. And I think his assist numbers are way up. I think he needs to shoot the ball a little bit better from range. That's kind of
for sure.
But, it seems like almost every time he's talking to a young guy, for him, most of them are young guys, but talking about Anthony Black and some of the other, they're talking on the sidelines. So I knew he would have an impact. I wasn't expecting to be, the amount of praise he gets from Jamal Mosley is really impressive. I mean, not just saying it's not the same, right? You can tell that these guys listen to him, and I think he's also great to be around as a member of the media, which is always helpful, which is a plus. But his impact on this team is really clear, and they need someone like this in the locker room.
His shot hasn't been falling, and that's been a buzz around a lot of fans, and I'm sure even media to an extent. What do you think is causing him not to find his rhythm there? And is that something do you think he's starting to figure out? I noticed, I think right now for the season, he's shooting 23-24% from three from, start of the season to now. The last five games has been closer to 31%. It's been very low volume, and his usage rate is a totally smaller role than he's carried in years past as far as minutes and usage. I guess let me rephrase my question. Do you think that is contributing to him and his shot not falling? And do you think it's something that he'll get adjusted to and his shot will eventually fall?
Yeah. I think when you're a career 40% or 41% shooter, the shot will eventually fall. I think the Magic are still figuring out how they want to use him and where he fits in. I mean, obviously with Gary.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
But there is, you know, the guard versus forward, but they're both front shooters, right? We think of them as 3-point specialists. But, you know, with Gary hurt right now, I think Joe provides that shooting where, you know, even if he's not hitting the shot, everyone around the league knows that he's capable of doing that. He's really smart. He makes the right decisions. You know, he's bringing the ball down the court at times with the second unit, and I think he plays, you know, really smart basketball. As he continues to adjust, look, we're already 9 games in. You mentioned the past few games, he's hitting a couple of those threes. He's getting good looks, they're just not falling. So I think for someone who has such a high number of shots in his career, hit the high volume, right, they're bound to fall. And once they start falling, teams are going to have to respect him even more. I mean, they already respect him. He already gets enough attention, you know, as a shooter. But the role he plays in the locker room and whatnot, and he's just a really important piece of this team. I think more important than people realize.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. I one of my good friends, Luke, is from Australia, and he's always we always talk about Australian players, right? Obviously, Joe is from Australia, and so I've kind of had my eye on him for a while. And I live in the West Coast and watch the Jazz and stuff like that. So it's a player I've been aware of for a little bit, but it's really fun to see him on our team because it's like there's moments where you see him talking to guys on the court and they make adjustments based off of what he's saying, and they really will counter, like on the defensive end, they'll counter something on the offensive end and have good rotation or make a switch to order to like address the offense that's coming their way based off what Joe has said. There was a moment it was during the Hawks game where it was like on the offensive side, he had the ball. There was a couple moves he could have made, but he really waited just a few extra moments for Goga to get this mismatch underneath the basket. He tossed him like a really nice pass. Goga picked it up clean. Fortunately, Goga didn't get the assist there or didn't get the bucket there, but it's like, it just seems like he's plays the patient game. He's sort of like a Markel for the second unit, calming things down a little bit, making the smart passes. And it seems like he's really made connections with like Mo Wagner, who's having an awesome start to the year. I think he's like one of the third or fourth best bench unit players that offensively in the league so far. So it's been fun to see. You mentioned he's constantly talking to the younger guys like Anthony Black. Let's hit on Anthony Black for a second. And listeners, I know we're kind of moving fairly quickly through this conversation. We're on a tight time limit tonight because of my schedule. We're starting super late, and so we're trying to get through a few things. Just want to address that as we're plowing through some stuff. But Anthony Black, man, he has come on just so strong. It seems like coach is giving him a very specific role while he's on the court. You know, he's doing some playmaking, but not all of it. He's sharing that load with Franz, with Paulo, you know, with Suggs even. But Black is still there. He wasn't known as a shooter, and that's still questionable, but he's hitting shots right now. Overall, what is your just general thoughts of Anthony Black stepping into a starter role much sooner than anyone ever could have expected it to be while Markelle Fultz is dealing with his knee issues at the moment?
Yeah, there's two things that really push that go to that. Number one, he was prepared. Right? He put in the work. to be as ready as possible. I don't even think he expected. I mean, no one expects injuries, of course. I mean, they're going to happen. You know, we don't know when or to whom. But you know, I think regardless, you know, Pope is always talking, regardless of the team and the coach and the circumstances, they always talk about the home style of being ready. And some of that was coach speak, but it really seems like Anthony was ready for the moment. And then on top of that, you know, Coach Mosley clearly wanted to keep that second unit together as much as possible, right? It's why they didn't put in Mo Ivor into the starting lineup. It's why they put Boba, who's been reliable as well, it seems at times, into the starting lineup with Anthony Black. And I think AB, you know, defensively, it's clear he has a lot of potential on defense. I mean, we've seen it already. He's playing well against guys like Trey Young and Luka and, you know, some of these top guards. And then offensively, you're talking about a shot. That's been the most surprising development to me.
Yeah.
I mean, that was, I mean, obviously the corner three is so, you know, known to be an easier shot to hit. Obviously, it's the shortest three possible. But still, to be in an NBA game and start and be reliable enough to hit those threes, you know, if he continues to keep that up, teams are going to have to defend him differently. You know, he's hitting open shots. And that was something he talked about, you know, somewhat recently. I asked him about that. And I think he's feeling confidence as a shooter. You know, he was only a 30% shooter from three in his 1 year at Arkansas. And he said it himself, I think this past week, he said, him taking those open shots and feeling confident enough to do so is growth for him that he's noticed. But yeah, he's stepped up and, you know, he, on defense, he keeps his hands up. He plays with his chest. I mean, he's able to recover. He can make the wrong decision, but he seems to really just have great court vision on both sides of the court. And now he plays off ball sometimes. He's not always bringing the ball up, but he just seems really mature and really confident with his abilities.
It's super small sample size, right? We've played 9 games, and he's played 5 of the 9 games, something like that. But I just want to say, he's shooting 50% from three. Come on, for a team that needs shooting, let's go. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, of course, at the other times, he still looks like a rookie, right?
I mean, sure.
And he is a rookie, but, you know, when he was drafted along with Jet, there were a lot of questions. And you know, of course, the Magic needed another guard, right? That was everyone,
right.
That was everyone was thinking. But, look, we're going to the season. It's pretty easy to see why they felt like they needed Anthony Black on their roster.
Yeah, and he's filling in really darn well for you know, for the Magic and posing a lot of really fun conversations within the community about the guards and the future of the team and stuff like that. It's been some people are really extreme on one way or the other, but I've been really enjoying the kind of taking a neutral standpoint and just like observing and you know, I have my opinions, but it's fun. It's fun conversations to have right now. Man, so Jason, like, you know, just a few nights ago, we had a really nice win. The Magic had a nice win versus the Milwaukee Bucks, right? And Black had a big role in that. But Black actually received a technical on that on that game. It was, yeah, he got the technical and Paolo got the flagrant. Reverse one or two. It seemed like, from me, I'm watching it from my TV, but it seemed like Black was being maybe a little bit more chippy. Was there some, like, on-court banter back and forth between certain players on those teams? Tell me a little bit more about what you noticed there.
Yeah, I noticed that, not just in one play. I think it was Paolo was going for a rebound. I guess they felt like he made a move to get to the ball that was, I don't remember the exact definition of what they consider, you know, to be the flagrant one or a tech or whatever, but he made a certain move that the refs didn't like. And after that play, Anthony came to the defensive foul, which was interesting. I think he said, I think Bobby Portis was involved, and he said something. You know, there was another play that Magic put out a highlight the other night, or earlier today maybe, and I don't remember who pushed Anthony after he scored. It was that one play where it almost kind of looked like Paolo was shooting it, but then out of nowhere, Anthony Black comes in and completes the alley-oop, and I don't know who was defending him, but he shoved him. He shoved him in the play. And Anthony said something back. I mean, that's just another example of, you know, specifically with Anthony, that he's confident and he's going to let other guys hear. But then specifically between the Bucks and the Mavs, there were a lot of moments where the sides were talking back and forth. And I remember specifically, I think it was in the third quarter. I know for a fact it was in the second half. There was a time where, and I don't remember who said something to the Bucks bench, but I noticed Paolo kind of said to his teammate, you know, just stay locked in, just stay focused, don't worry about it. And there was a lot of, it was a trippy, a lot of chirping back and forth between those two teams. I don't know what it was like last season or in years past, but it was definitely something that stood out to me. And with AB, it's just, even though he's just a rookie, even though he's still really young, you know, clearly he's confident about it, and he's going to let other people know.
It's been a slow build with the Magic and their chirpiness with other teams. There was definitely many years where fans were like, let's be more aggressive. Not necessarily like, you know, bad teammates, you know, and like a bad team. We don't want to get the rap that, the Grizzlies had last year, but, you know, a team that could use a little bit more toughness. And you gained a little bit of it last year, and this year we've gained a little bit more. And I do blame Joe Ingles a little bit because he is the king of trash talk. You know, one of the kings, at least.
That's another thing with Joe Ingles. Like, I think he said it himself during training camp, but he's in practice talking to other guys. And I'm not sure if they were, you know, exactly responding right away, but certainly they were more comfortable with him talking. He's going to let them, he's going to let everyone know what he thoughts
are. I love it. I know we were like pretty close up to time, but I want to ask just one more question before we wrap up. Paolo and Franz, like, you know, the cornerstone of this team. They've had a little bit of a mixed start. You know, Paolo was really kind of uncomfortable. It looked uncomfortable, you know, up until that Jazz game when he went off for 30 or something like that, you know, and then he's had a couple of 20-point games since. Franz has had some interesting moments to start the year too. What do you think it's going to take for those two to fully kind of like find their form, find their rhythm, and be those consistent, you know, alpha score playmaking wings that they're, you know, on this team to be?
Yeah, it seemed like to me, Paolo was just passive at first. Like, he wasn't as aggressive as he could have been the first, only 9 games in.
Right.
The first four or so, it just seemed like he was being more of a facilitator as opposed to, he was still attacking the basket and scoring points, but he was, you know, getting 10, 12, 13 points. He had 15. And then, like you said, 30 points, and he's had, I think, 20 points the last 3 games or so as well. I mean, you know, that performance against the Bucks, you know, I think they wrote that Franz and Paolo scored 8 of the Magic's final 13 points. You talk about closing games out. Those are the guys we need to be scoring. You know, they're both fully confident guys. I don't think it's a confidence issue. You know, they're confident in their abilities to shoot shots and make plays. And I've been really impressed with Franz, you know, his ability as a cutter. And we knew that already, but just for me to see it up close, that's just been really impressive. And of course, we talked a lot about, you know, there's been a lot of talk about Franz and his experience over the summer. Winning a FIBA World Cup. Franz has been quick to point out that these games are completely different, NBA and European style of play and FIBA in general. You know, those two guys, that's how they go, the Magic go, right? I mean, we talked about Wendell, and he's eventually going to be back from injury and still figuring things out with Markel. And I think Jalen Suggs, we haven't talked about this thing, but we will in the future, I'm sure. He seems to be putting things together. But at the end of the day, it's going to be down to Paolo and Franz. And again, we're just 9 games in and having to go into the 10th game. And Paolo at least seems to have figured it out. And Franz has done well as well. But they still need to, you know, still continue to build that chemistry between those two guys. And, you know, I've been impressed with how Paolo is shaking off those first 4 games.
Yeah, he's definitely starting to lock in a lot more. It still feels like there's something that – I don't think it's a focus thing. I think it's just more of like an offensive rhythm that this entire team needs to continue to find.
It might be because of the injuries. I mean, I do appreciate Goga Batase and what he's done and his length. And I think he has been reliable enough considering the circumstances. But we've also seen Franz where Wendell Carter's been missed, his shooting's been missed as
totally.
A big man. And Markelle Fultz, you know, we still have to figure out how reliable he's going to be this season. So as they adjust the lineups and whatnot, those two guys are going to still be the most important players in the Magic.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Jason, you and I could continue this conversation for a long time, and we probably should, and we probably will have you schedule another time to get you back on the podcast. I hope so at least. But for now, it's late. You got a game tomorrow. You got another game right after that. You know, right now we're recording this on Monday, November 13th. The Magic play the Nets tomorrow, then with a back to back to the Bulls, then the Bulls again, with then the Pacers before they come back home. So they're on their 4-game road trip. You got to rest up for it. Before we say goodbye, I mean, you're at the Orlando Sentinel. People should know you're pumping out really good work. But you have anything you want to plug specifically before we say peace out?
Yeah, absolutely. Just, you know, be sure to follow me on Twitter at TheRealBD on Twitter. Or X, I guess, now as it goes these days. Of course, OrlandoSentinel.com. We have a special Magic, page that shows all of my work. It's been great to get to know the Magic fan base and get to know these players and tell their stories. And we're just 9 games in, but I'm excited for the rest of the season.
We're just getting started, Jason. We're just getting started. All right, Magic fans, thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Close Up, and we'll see you next time. Peace.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.